Why do Christians believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be? There are many reasons why we are convinced that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Here's one reason: his fulfillment of prophecies. As mentioned before, there are over 300 prophecies about Jesus that were made between 400 and 1400 years before he was born. Jesus fulfilled all of those prophecies, except for a few that pertain to the last days and the judgment of the world. Here's another: his resurrection. Christ's resurrection proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is who he claimed to be. He was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. If Jesus was a liar or a lunatic and not who he claimed to be, God certainly would not have raised him from the dead. But he did raise him from the dead, showing clearly that Jesus is, in fact, who he claimed to be. His resurrection is an historical fact that cannot be denied. There are those, of course, who do not believe that Jesus actually died on the cross. They say that he only fainted. But we are told that when Jesus was pierced while still hanging on the cross, both blood and water came out. This is proof enough that he was dead. The soldiers who crucified him were convinced that he was dead. That's why they didn't break his legs, as was the custom when removing a crucified person from the cross, if he were not dead. The authorities were convinced that Jesus was dead, or they would not have allowed his friends to place him in a tomb. But they were afraid that his disciples would come and steal the body and claim that he had risen from the dead, as Jesus prophesied he would on many occasions. So they rolled a huge stone weighing 2 tons over the entrance to the tomb, sealed it, and placed guards on watch to ensure that no one rolled the stone away and stole the body. These Roman soldiers also knew that if they allowed anyone to open the tomb and steal the body, they themselves would be put to death. But there was an earthquake early Sunday morning, and an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled back the stone and sat on it. And the guards became as dead men, petrified with fear. The angel didn't roll the stone away in order to let Jesus out of the tomb. He was already gone. This was to let people know that the tomb was empty. At first, the disciples of Jesus did not believe that he had risen. But after several appearances to them and others, they not only believed he was alive, they were so convinced of it that they spent the rest of their lives proclaiming this wonderful news, even though they were constantly threatened and beaten and imprisoned and eventually put to death because of their faith. All of them, except John, suffered martyrdom because of their preaching and teaching about the resurrection. And John was exiled to the island of Patmos in his old age. They certainly would not have suffered so much to proclaim his resurrection if they were not convinced of it. What good would that have done? But they were absolutely convinced that Jesus was alive, and that because he lived, they also would live and reign with him forever and ever.